Fuck Thanksgiving, Portland Antifa Attack BLM Supporting Grocery, War Memorial. By Bob Price on November 27, 2020. An Antifa group in Portland, Oregon, called for a Thanksgiving Eve attack on symbols and structures of colonialism and capitalism. The incited direct action led to the destruction and vandalism of a Veterans War Memorial and downtown businesses. PNY Youth Liberation Front, a group described as an Antifa group by independent journalist Andy Ngo, tweeted a call for a decentralized anti-colonial day of action on Thanksgiving Eve. The message began, "Fuck Thanksgiving, FK Black Friday." The Youth Liberation Front, an Antifa group, was one of several who incited violence in Portland to oppose Thanksgiving. pic.twitter.com/o4hlkvcaz. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, November 27, 2020. On Thanksgiving, the group tweeted a Portland report back showing a photo of a toppled and defaced Veterans War Memorial statue located in Lone Fir Cemetery. Portland report back, monument to genocide toppled and defaced pic.twitter.com/psi@key1gcx. PNW Youth Liberation Front, Eppenwolf, November 26, 2020. The destruction of veterans memorials is a federal crime under the Veterans Memorial Preservation Act of 2003. A conviction under this statute can lead to a federal prison sentence of up to 10 years. In June, President Donald Trump signed an executive order calling on the Department of Justice to prosecute to the fullest extent permitted under federal law, and as appropriate, any person or any entity that destroys, damages, vandalizes, or desecrates a monument, memorial, or statue within the United States or otherwise vandalizes government property in response to the wave of attacks on veterans' memorials by Antifa and Black Lives Matter groups. Trump also called on federal prosecutors to go after any person or any entity that participates in efforts to incite violence or other illegal activity in connection with the riots and acts of vandalism described in Section 1 of this order. Ngo tweeted a video showing the damage to the statue and war memorial that honored veterans from the Civil War, Spanish-American War, and Indian Wars. Another statue was toppled overnight in Portland by Antifa. They vandalized a memorial to veterans in the Lone Fir Cemetery overnight. #AntifaPic.twitter.com/LZC7FXMCZZ. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, November 26, 2020. Independent media PDX also tweeted a video showing the destruction of the war memorial. FU USA graffitied on the base of a statue that was toppled in Lone Fir Cemetery sometime this morning. The statue was erected in 1902, in honor of Indian, Spanish-American, Mexican, and Civil War veterans. #PDX #PortlandPic.twitter.com/IOI7T2VD7C. Independent Media PDX, at Independentx, November 26, 2020. In addition to the war memorial, Antifa groups also attacked multiple businesses in Portland, including a BLM-supporting supermarket. Antifa allegedly vandalized the business despite its messages of support for social justice causes. Social justice-themed upscale supermarket at New Seasons, on Hawthorne, was smashed up and vandalized by Antifa Black Bloc in Portland overnight. They have messages in support of BLM all over, but that did not protect them. #PortlandRiotsPic.twitter.com/2CDOKCHKA. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, November 26, 2020. The groups went on to attack multiple financial institutions including Chase, Wells Fargo, and Umpqua Bank. F. Thanksgiving. Overnight, many businesses on Hawthorne Boulevard in southeast Portland were defaced with BLM, Antifa and other far-left messages. Antifa earlier this week gave instructions on how to scout out and attack locations for Thanksgiving. #AntifaPic.twitter.com/CFACBELL. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, November 26, 2020. Antifa smashed out the at Wells Fargo Bank on Hawthorne Boulevard overnight in Portland to oppose Thanksgiving and capitalism. They vandalized numerous other businesses as well on the street. pic.twitter.com/UCT0J3HUS. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, November 26, 2020. Antifa smashed up Chase Bank overnight on Hawthorne Boulevard and wrote F. Thanksgiving and stolen land, among other messages. Hashtag Antifa pic.twitter.com/Imatu, Iowa. Ending O, at Mr. Ending O, November 26, 2020. Independent Media PDX also tweeted photos showing the destruction of multiple businesses along Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. Multiple businesses vandalized along Hawthorne Boulevard, no word on who did it, but have seen multiple Antifa logos graffitied on buildings. Seen here is Baghdad Theater, Dosha Salon, Twill Boutique, Women's Clothes / Accessories Made Local, Road to Tibet Imports Gift Shop. Hashtag PortlandPic.twitter.com/5CJ, via 2D. Independent Media PDX, at Independent, November 26, 2020. Portland Police Bureau officials report the arrest of three people in connection the attacks on the businesses. Those felony arrests include 24-year-old Chester Hester, 10 counts of criminal mischief I. 38-year-old Nicole Noriega, 10 counts of criminal mischief I. 23-year-old Bailey Willack, 10 counts of criminal mischief I. Press release: group causes thousands of dollars of damage along Southeast Hawthorne, police make arrests. Photo. Link: pic.twitter.com/TJ3CMJC2LB. Portland Police, at Portland Police, November 26, 2020. Officers cited and released another person on a weapons charge after finding them in possession of a semi-automatic pistol. Police officers also cited and released a juvenile for crimes related to property damage. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter @BobPriceTX, Parler @BobPrice, and Facebook.